Hey there, Mike Stelzner coming to you with a fascinating update you might not be familiar with. Did you know that Social Media Examiner can deliver all the marketing training, news, and trends, insights that you need into your inbox 3 days a week when you sign up for our newsletter, and it's completely free? Simply visit socialmediaexaminer.com/getupdates and take your marketing to the next level.
Welcome to the Social Media Marketing Talk Show, your guide to the ever-changing world of social media.
On today's show, we're going to explore some really important YouTube updates, including an awesome new tool for turning regular YouTube videos into shorts. I've been playing with it all week, and this is the most excited I've been about something new on YouTube in a while. Also, some important things to know if you or your clients have a podcast, whether it's on YouTube or not, but it is related to YouTube, and another revenue stream to consider for YouTube channels, all right? My name is Jerry Potter. Yes, it rhymes with the boy wizard. I'm the host of the Social Media Marketing Talk Show, a production from Social Media Examiner, as well as a YouTuber myself, grateful to have over 100,000 subscribers on my channel. And this is where we're going to break down the latest social media news and what it means for marketers like you.
Did you know that we can deliver awesome marketing info directly into your inbox? Simply subscribe to our weekly newsletter that comes out 3 days a week. You won't miss any of the updates going on in the world of social marketing. Visit socialmediaexaminer.com/getupdates.
So jumping right in with YouTube Shorts, they've launched a new tool where you can edit your shorts or your long videos, your VODs or videos on demand, as YouTube officially calls them, into shorts. Now, we've had this for a while where you could go in and you could take a chunk of your regular YouTube video or your VOD and then trim it down and turn it into a YouTube short. But what they just rolled out this last week or so, I think, is what they're calling layouts. And these are additional opportunities. So I've been playing with this all week. It's been a lot of fun. So you can take your regular YouTube video, and when you go in and choose how long from the video you're going to use, 60 seconds, now you can choose a layout where it will split the screen into two different sections. So if you imagine the phone being vertical when somebody's watching the short, you can split it so that it's, you know, right in the middle, like 50% on top, 50% on bottom, or there's some other layouts where there's more on the bottom and more on the top. And then from that, you can choose the chunks of your video or the area of the screen that you want to show in the short. So for example, if your long video was a interview show where you had two people talking side by side, then you could pinch and zoom to have one on top and one on the bottom really, really fast, which is neat. Or if you're on screen and you're talking and you're also showing something, demonstrating something, whether it's slides or a how-to screen recording, which I do a lot, you can do the same thing with that where you had the screen recording on the top and then your head talking on the bottom. So I think this has incredible applications, especially if you work with clients that have been hesitant about creating shorts. This makes it much easier to take the content that's already there and then turn around, even if it's content that's a couple years old, and turn around and turn it into a YouTube short really, really quickly and in a much more engaging way than previously, where you just kind of had to crop the whole thing. So you should be able to find that now. Lots of fun to play with that. Another YouTube Shorts feature, Collab. So Collab is kind of what it sounds like, although it's not the same as collaborations on some of the other social media platforms, like on Instagram, where it's between two creators and it's kind of a planned thing. This is the ability to basically take somebody else's video and then add to it. And so you could react to it. You can do side by side, top and bottom. One of the things they recommended was to mimic the other video, which was kind of bizarre, but where if somebody on video, then you do the same thing. And, you know, theoretically it looks in sync. But if you want to try that out, you can find that under the remix feature. And again, it's called Collab, but again, you don't have to do it only with your own videos. You can do it with other people's videos. So again, another opportunity to take content that already exists and turn it into new content. And even though YouTube is the best of all of the social media platforms that we talk about regularly in terms of having content live on for months and months and years, it's still always nice to be able to go back if you've got previous content or use somebody else's content and turn it into something new. The other thing I could see with this that could work really well is to use it in a more traditional collaboration feature, the way you might on Instagram, is where ahead of time you plan something with another brand, another business, and then they put up the first part of the video and then you take it and then collaborate and turn it into a video that features both of you. So lots of different opportunities there. I love hearing about these new things and all the new stuff that's coming out. You know, we're going to be talking about this a lot at Social Media Marketing World. I don't know if you know this, but all of the recordings at Social Media Marketing World are included. At most events, they don't include the recordings, or you can get them, but they charge a lot more money for them. But they're always included at no extra charge with an all-access ticket. So we know that we're putting on, you know, these multiple sessions at the same time, bringing in some of the biggest experts in the world, and you can't be in two rooms at once, right? That's why we always include all of the recordings with your all-access ticket, so you can go back and revisit anything. You never have to go, oh, should I go to this one or this one? You can actually see everything that's part of the conference. So grab your all-access ticket now with recordings. Just go to socialmediamarketing.world. That's socialmediamarketing.world. All right, if you have a podcast, whether or not it's on YouTube, this is going to be important to know. YouTube is killing, or I should guess we say Google is killing the Google Podcasts app. And the dates have kind of, I've seen them mentioned different ways, but the most official thing seems to be that through March, listeners will be able to continue to listen in Google Podcasts, but then it won't work anymore. Now, they're giving until July to let people migrate from Google Podcasts to Google's new podcasting app, if you want to call it that, which is the YouTube Music app. Now, if you haven't played with it yet, the interface is actually pretty slick, especially for brands that have audio and video podcasts where you can switch just with a quick tap between audio and video. If you want to save on bandwidth and be listening to the audio, or switch to the video because you want to see what's going on. But Google really is going all in on this. And the reason I think it's important to marketers is, or anyone with a podcast or who has a client with a podcast, is now is the time to tell your subscribers of your podcast to start migrating to a new place. So they've made it super simple. You should be able to go and look at your podcast analytics and see if you have a large section of your audience that listens through Google Podcasts. But if they do, I think it's worth talking about, maybe putting a couple of mentions in the podcast if you don't have another way to email them or reach them. And you just want to let them know they can go into the Google Podcast app. At the top of the screen, there'll be an export subscriptions button there, and you can just choose to export to YouTube Music, and it'll automatically move everything over there, which is great. Some other news around podcasts on YouTube. If you are thinking about adding your podcast to YouTube, they are really going all in on this. Some new features that most podcast apps have, and I think that's why this transition is taking a while, is because by the time Google Podcasts go away, they want to make sure that the YouTube Music app has all the features. So auto downloads, when people subscribe, they'll automatically be downloaded to their device if they turn that on. Now, users are able to add a podcast to the YouTube Music app using an RSS feed. So that way, if it doesn't come up in search for some reason, if it's a smaller show or a newer show, they can still add it that way. And then also, they are really leveling up here soon so that people can continue to listen in their cars. So YouTube Music is going to work really well with the Google Assistant that's in the car, as well as other wearable devices. So again, if you have a podcast or one of your clients has a podcast and you know that, you know, I would say even 10% of your audience is in Google Podcasts, it's going to stop working. So I think it's worth taking a moment to try and educate them and get them to move over YouTube Music or somewhere else. It doesn't have to be YouTube Music, but get them to move out of Google Podcasts, because once it stops working and then once they remove the ability to actually transfer everything over, I'm not sure at that point if they will even. We get lazy, right? So at that point, when they can't automatically transfer, then, you know, your show may not make the cut. My show may not make the cut. So I think that's why it's important to let all of them know. All right, some updates for YouTube Shopping. They have really done some amazing things around shopping over the next 12 months. One of them is new sounds or music that you can use in your shorts specifically for shopping. So the beauty of shorts is you can get thousands and thousands of views, if not more, much, much faster than it might take for you to get on a traditional YouTube video, depending on the channel and things like that. And so now when you go in, and if you have YouTube Shopping enabled, when you go in to choose sounds, you'll have an option to choose specific sounds that can be used. They're called shopping sounds. I guess they liked the alliteration as part of the name. And you can go in and add these and then promote stuff, and you'll know that you're fully covered. They're not going to come back later and say, oh, you couldn't use that song because this is a commercial thing. Everything is covered in that way. So to do that, you would go in, you would create a short, and then you have the All Sounds banner at the top of the audio library. And there you'll see the Shopping Sounds library. You'd be able to go in, make a selection, and then as soon as you tag any of your products in your short, that short becomes shoppable. Okay. So simple as that. The nice thing, I think, from a marketing standpoint and a business owner standpoint is now we don't have to go and chase down other resources in order to make our shorts not get violated. And, you know, usually what they do is they just mute all the sound and all of a sudden you've got a terrible experience of a short at that point. So they do say that even if a sound is in the YouTube Shorts app and it's somewhere else, always add it in the YouTube Shorts app. That's the only way you're going to be covered by the copyright that YouTube has secured for marketers and brands to use in these shoppable shorts. Okay. By the way, the shopping sounds are exclusive to shorts too. They cannot be used in long form videos or live streams, even if you are displaying shopping features. Okay. So just make sure. Now there's of course the YouTube audio library where you can find stuff for that, but this is specifically for shorts. So I don't know. I'm certainly curious about how they decided what's okay for shorts and what's okay for long videos and things like that. And another revenue stream to consider in 2024 for your YouTube channel are memberships. They've been building these out, adding more and more things. If you're not familiar, you can basically set up a YouTube membership for your subscribers right there. And, you know, it can be $5 a month or you can set the price at a few different levels. And then you can do special things just for your subscribers to your membership. And one of the things that they are rolling out right now is the ability to schedule a video so it goes out to members only first. So if you or your clients have videos that people just can't wait to see when they come out, you could have them go out to your subscribers first and then go to everybody else a week later or 2 weeks later. So the way that's going to work is if you have a membership on your channel and it is at least, you know, you're charging for it, of course, what you can do is when you go to schedule, you should see an option that you can schedule as members only, then to the public, and then you choose when the video will go from members only to public. So just another thing there. And then this part actually has me more excited about memberships is now if you are an eligible creator with a channel membership, you can now get memberships to give away. So there was no way to do this previously. You know, if you have your own products, obviously in most checkout platforms, you can generate coupon codes or, you know, give people links to get in free or different things like that. But there was no way to do that with YouTube membership. So now you can. And so if you have memberships enabled and you offer a membership that's $5 or less, then when you are doing a live stream or a premiere of a new video, there's going to be a little dollar sign icon with a live chat. You click that, membership gifting, and then you can go out and give out free memberships. Now, the thing that intrigues me about this is if you were to start a membership on your channel, I feel like, you know, you don't have to do a whole campaign to get people to sign up. Some channels are set up for that. Other channels are not. Even if they're big, their audience is just not there for that. So you'd really have to sell it hard. The thing I like about this is this would be an ability to sort of do a dry run, test it out. Maybe you sell a few on the side, but you could do a dry run for 60 days, get some people in there, get some social proof, and then see if it's a viable thing before you went and tried to launch an entire campaign around it. So again, the way it works, you can gift memberships in bundles of five twice a month, and it can be during a premiere. So that's when you schedule a video on YouTube, but it goes live at a certain time and people can live chat while it's premiering, or if you're doing an actual live stream. Any that you don't use, don't roll over to the following month and they reset on the first of every month. So that should be rolling out to most YouTube channels. It's not currently available for brand accounts. Otherwise, it should be available for most YouTube channels and something that you can play with. All right. Just a quick reminder to grab your physical or virtual ticket to join us at Social Media Marketing World. Just go to socialmediamarketing.world. Again, socialmediamarketing.world. Go there right now. See everything that's going on. And if you want to add a podcast to your listening lineup, we've got a couple for you to check out. One, the Social Media Marketing Podcast, and the other, the Marketing Agency Show. All right. Until next time, may you be wise with your marketing decisions. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
The Social Media Marketing Talk Show is a Social Media Examiner production. For more social media insight, visit socialmediaexaminer.com.
Want more good stuff? Sign up for our top-notch social marketing newsletter. We deliver it straight into your inbox 3 days a week. Visit socialmediaexaminer.com/getupdates.